This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 391 and a quarter, up 5.5. May corn, 399 and a half, up 5.5. July corn, 406 and three quarters, up 5.25. March soybeans, 978 and a half, up 5. May soybeans, 985, up 5. July soybeans, 990 and three quarters, up 5.25. March wheat, 529 and three quarters, up 2.75. May wheat, 530 and a quarter, up 1.25. July wheat, 533 and a half, up 2.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Monday afternoon, with traders preparing for the USDA crop report on Tuesday and positive export business. Grain prices moved higher on Monday, and in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents higher at 362 to 380, and soybean bids were up 5 cents at 926 to 968. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents higher at 356 to 386. Soybean bids were up 5 to 8 cents at 956 to 979. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were a nickel higher at 367 to 390. Soybean bids up 5 to 6 cents at 958 to 989. And the wheat bids gained 3 on Monday, ranging from 441 to 502. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 5 cents higher at 985 to 996, basis steady, range from 6 to 17 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 349.60 to 361.60, that's 20 cents a ton higher for the day, with basis steady, range from 20 to 32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 6 cents stronger at 392 to 396, with basis steady, range from 1 to 5 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 7 higher at 384 to 390. Basis ended mixed on Monday, range from 7 to 1 under the March. Soybeans ended 6 to 8 cents stronger at 983 to 996, with basis up 1 to 3 cents at 4 to 17 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 6 to 7 cents higher at 408 to 409. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 6 to 15 cents, with quotations at 1012 to 1021. Soft red winter wheat up 3 cents at 530 to 542, while the Milo ended 5 to 6 cents stronger at 451 to 467. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 371 to 391. New crop soybean bids at 909 to 938. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 375 up to 391. New crop soybean bids range from 926 up to 940. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 378 up to 391. New crop soybean bids 910 up to 939, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois. Those bids range from 487 up to 522. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $158.45, up $2.37. April live cattle, $153.65, up $2.62. June live cattle, $146.07, up $1.82. March feeder cattle, $203.62, up $4.17. April feeder cattle, $203.27, up $4.12. May feeder cattle, $203.22, up $3.55. February lean hogs, $61.27, down $2.60. April lean hogs, $66.75, down $2.52. May lean hogs, $76.07, down $1.52. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 9th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 89 cents lower in the range of $49 to $61.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $59.70. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 28 to 36, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 38, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 40, and 6 weights and up were 37 to 42. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $40 to $44. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,928 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 360 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $73.70, and that was 76 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $238.48, and that was 60 cents lower, with select carcasses at $232.30, and that was $1.51 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, that compared to 105,000 last week and 88,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 407,000, that compared to 392,000 last week and 394,000 a year ago. Now for the report from the Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction, they had receipts of 2,379 bales. Alfalfa, good quality small squares, $3.90 a bale. Alfalfa large squares, $51 to $55 a bale. Alfalfa grass hay was good quality, small squares, $3.70, and large rounds, $36. Mixed grass premium quality large rounds were $42 a bale, and orchard grass premium quality small squares, $4.50 to $5.20 a bale. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $2.50 to $2.90 a bale, and the large squares were $25.50 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
It took a long time to get the 2014 Farm Bill together, but it has now been 1 year since the Farm Bill was signed into law. Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow says since that time, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been working hard to implement the various provisions in the Farm Bill.
We were able to help those who got wiped out, our fruit growers in 2012, get some disaster assistance. That was very important to get out early. They now have new options on crop insurance, and there's more that's going to be rolled out all the time. Our farmers now are looking at sign up for the new commodity programs. Conservation, under this new regional partnership, which I redesigned the conservation programs, it's much more locally driven, local decisions, as well as all of the new local food systems and farmers market that continue to thrive. So we're the only program that really came together in a bipartisan way to do something long-term in Congress for a number of years. So at least we've got 5 years' worth of certainty for farmers and for rural communities.
Stabenow says compromises had to be made for the Farm Bill to be passed. She references the commodity title, where the Senate proposed two options for farmers based on the type of loss they may have.
We set it up where a farmer could qualify for either, whichever one fit for them. The House really wanted to make that an either-or and require folks to make a choice at the beginning of the five-year Farm Bill. That was not my first choice. I think it's really hard to look down the road and make that choice, but that was one of the things in order to strengthen crop insurance and do other things that we felt were really important. That was one of the things that we ceded to the House on. It's more complicated when you have to make that choice.
Stabenow is anxious to see what farmers think about making that choice. The cost of a barrel of crude oil has dropped dramatically since last June. Back then, the price was more than $100 per barrel. It dropped to nearly $44 a barrel earlier this year and has now begun to make a sharp turn higher. There are a series of reasons for the rally, says Energy's specialist for GrowMark, Harry Cooney.
There's been a steelworkers strike at some of the refineries, causing some concern. Also, in the past couple of weeks, the rig counts, the operating rig counts, that gives us a feel for whether the industry is starting to contract in numbers or not, has shown a large decline in the number of operating rigs, giving thoughts that down the road, oil supplies may peak out. They're real large right now, but they may peak out and then start to decline.
However, Cooney says it's important to remember crude oil started its price decline around $107 a barrel. It is very unlikely the oil rig count contraction taking place now will greatly constrain supply. Still, Cooney has been advising end users like farmers who purchase gasoline and diesel in bulk to lock in the price for their 2015 needs.
The end user sees these values out there, values they haven't seen for 4 or 5 years or more. So even though the market's way off the lows here, there's still some darn good values for end users to be able to lock in some values and to get some numbers in the ag community that are significantly below in fuel what they've been in the past few years, whereas in some other areas of the ag economy, some of their input costs may be down, but not nearly as much in percentage terms.
Many area producers are certainly taking advantage of these lows. Kent Wolf with Wolf Oil says they're busy making sure tanks are full.
Right now as we speak, we're filling up all our farm accounts and trying to keep them as low as we can. And I think throughout the year, everything should stay this low.
That's Kent Wolf with Wolf Oil. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past weekend. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for an overview of the auction.
Well, Angela, we had a good sale this week. Ended up with 1,863 small squares. Small squares alfalfa, and 671 bales of that. And it was from 240 to the top of 390 a bale. I had 490 bales of alfalfa grass from 240 to 370. Ended up with 192 bales of orchard grass from 240 to the top of 520 a bale. And we had 150 bales of mixed grass from $2 to $3. 360 bales of straw from 250 to 290 a bale. In the round bales, we had 287 bales. We had 100 bales of alfalfa grass from 17 to $36, and none of that was really what I'd call good hay. We had some mixed grass, 175 bales from $8 to a top of $42 on some hay stored inside. And we had 12 bales of orchard grass from 30 to 36. And the 3x3s had 175 bales of alfalfa from $51 to $55 a bale, and 54 bales of straw and 3x3s at $25.50.
Hamilton added that he might be seeing an improvement in the quality of hay coming to the auction in a season that has so far created a lot of volume, but not much in terms of quality.
Right. Now, this week, the quality was a little bit better, but you know, we're still getting a lot of that grinding type hay in, but it seems like they're getting into some of their better hay now, and hopefully that we're through all the junk. But yeah, overall quality, I'm going to call it a little bit better this week, so hopefully we're on the rebound.
Hamilton also reminds those wishing to bring hay to the auction to make sure the bales are not frozen to the ground.
Yeah, and if you got bales that are froze down or busted bottoms, probably best just leave it home until it falls out, because they have no value.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.